everybody. I'm Dr. Breich, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. With me together in our transatlantic studio today is Professor Koscheck. Hi, Marco. How is everything?
Hello, everybody. Everything is, let's say, in a good shape, and I look forward to this new program.
Marco is not far away from the Winter Olympics going on right now.
Three hours
drive,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. 3 hours. We are so eagerly awaiting ski jumping in, let's say, 1 hour.
Oh, really? Okay, all right.
Yeah, big hill.
Right,
today.
The big hill. Yeah, I have seen the Slovenians winning, or one of them yesterday.
Absolutely.
Was it a small wheel and today?
No,
the
yesterday
hill?
Was men's on the big hill, and today is women's on the big hill.
On the big hill.
Both
okay.
Sister and brother are dominating from Slovenia, just to promote a little bit. But that's all medals we will have. Of course, we cannot compete with big countries. But ski jumping is the discipline we are looking forward to.
Right. Like the Dutch are doing speed skating, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, everything in there is just orange
in
the studio over there.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go back to what we would like to present today to our audience. So
yep.
It's a very interesting concept. We decided that, this new year, we will introduce a lot of new possibilities for health vacations for the American tourists going through the entire continent of Europe and sort of history and so on. So everybody will understand what the concept of a health vacation is. It's a very interesting thing that's waiting for the time to come for the day. I was looking at our PowerPoint presentation or the points of discussion today, and it's very interesting way to see how the evolution of health vacation came, right?
Absolutely.
We will be talking today about how the idea of a vacation started, how the name of bath or bath or whatever resource names were developing over the Middle Age and later on, starting from the antiquity time, and then go today to the resorts and to the health vacation we have in our days. So, Marco, we will be talking about this idea of vacation. So how did first the idea of taking a break or taking a vacation, right? So, I mean, we're starting talking from the Roman times, right? I mean,
yep.
Everybody was working in the Roman times. If you are a rich senator, you have to work like hell to maintain what you got. If you are a farmer, you have to work like hell because otherwise the winter will come and the family will starve. So everybody was working day and night. Remember, the Romans did not have the concept of a long weekend.
Yep.
The Romans didn't have the sense of, they have the market days, right? But there was also work, but they never had a Saturday and Sunday would take off like we do in our time. So day in, day out, year in, year out, they were working like hell. So now the idea of vacation came, right?
Yeah.
Taking a break, recovering, doing something different, something what you're not doing every day. And that was the first, nobody thought about the idea of health vacation, but we will come to that notion, to that expression, but initially was just the vacation. So, and then the Romans discovered the thing of going somewhere different. Don't spend the time home, go into another place where everything is completely different, that you can dissociate yourself from the life home.
Absolutely. If you allow me, I would like to share a screen
for our
listeners. Let us try this, because this will be the first time that we are doing this live. So it may take a couple of seconds just to get the right screen on.
That's all right.
Yep.
So in between, I will go in there with my vacation. So,
You can carry on whilst I will upload that, yes?
one of the major ideas of vacation came from the Gulf of Naples, okay? Napoli in the Roman times. It was where Vesuvius in the area of the Vesuvius, where everybody remembers Herculaneum and Pompeii, the disaster, and so on. So that was the most classic area of villas of recreational vacation towns, and we can call several of them like Baiae, Stabiae, Puteoli, all those. The fleet of Misenum was over there, the imperial fleet in the Gulf of Naples. So that was the absolute ideal place of vacation for the Romans. Okay, Marco. So you can take over if you're ready.
Very good. I like that. And let me now maybe add a couple of elements which you started. You remember this is actually your photo, and you mentioned the ancient origins of vacation. Basically, I understand that the human need was at that time when they discovered this actually need for healing and renewal. It was discovered by the way that they started to use hot water springs and other things and elements for healing. And later on, of course, in the civilization development, they started to think about travel, even long distances, to reach natural healing springs, because they believe that the restorative power of mineral waters, favorable climates, and peaceful surrounding are helping. And this is exactly what nowadays, today, is one of the key motives for the travel for those who are going for let's say, health tourism, you know. So basically, long before modern tourism existed, this vacation means treatment, prevention, and regeneration, you know.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned Romans. Now, I will put, I
Give me
hope you
one
see.
second. Give me one second on this picture, right?
Yes, the previous
Yeah,
one.
the previous one, right?
Okay.
So now this picture is here on the screen with the courtesy of Professor Resch.
Yes.
So this is a medieval painting. It shows in here, I would say characteristically, probably the 1600, and it shows people going into a big pool. You can see a mountain in the background over there. I would like to say is the Vesuvius in the Gulf of Naples, but it's not. So anyway, you can see the typical design of a medieval time.
Yes.
And so on. So yes, this is the one of the first pictures where you can see the congregation of people coming to jump into the pool. As they come, you can see from the left side of the screen, they are coming in those carts over there with horses and so on. They are moving. Some of them over there, I realize right now, some of them are coming into a wheelbarrow. You can see in the lower part of the picture. There's somebody in the wheelbarrow being brought to the pool. Then they go into the pool. Then from there they go to change the clothes, and then later on they go to sit at a table over there and having a good time. So that's the
Absolutely.
picture. Professor Resch from Germany delivered that picture.
I
Thank you.
think that
Thank
that nicely discovered the idea of
Yes.
let's say bath, you know.
Right,
And
right.
the word bath originates from the Roman baie. The
Fire,
most
right.
prestigious, yeah, baie, the
Right.
most prestigious and fashionable resort you already mentioned, Bay of
Yeah.
Naples, you know.
They are
And
Bay of
Roman
Naples.
elites actually gathered there to bathe in thermal waters, recover from illness and exhaustion, socialize, network, display status, enjoy art, architecture, cuisine, and entertainment. So this was kind of model of resort society as we know today in modern spa, where the health, leisure, culture, and social life blended into the single experience. And this, again, is the concept which is today a luxury spa and wellness destination offering to the market, basically. I think this, I hope, help a little bit to understand what we are talking about, you know, the wellness, the destination, wellness destination, resort culture, etc., you know.
Yeah, the Romans discovered the power of the healing springs across the empire. Now, those healing springs were used by the native populations in all over the areas, particularly in the Alps zones, right? And in Gaul, and even in, like you see here, this is Bath in England, still the same location, the same pool. You can see that greenish looking water is not a dirty water. It's actually the thermal water coming out of the grounds. This is a typical Roman construction, unchanged in that time. So in other words, wherever the Romans went and they discovered those healing mineral waters or thermal waters, they developed that location into a major attractive point, where people will go periodically. They were going there for weeks and months to stay. And a typical Roman illness was the gout. In other words, due to their food, due to the lifestyle and so on, a lot of people have gout. And they figured out that bathing in those thermal waters was extremely beneficial to them. So that's how the idea of going to a particular place with a particular water quality or air or whatever was beneficial to them. That was the going on a tour or going on a vacation. That's how the resorts was starting forming, right? Every time they discovered a new source of water, a new area of interest, or native explained to them that since hundreds of years, people have gone there because of the beneficial environment resources, Romans will develop a spa or a resort town. So that was the beginning of the health vacation. So we came from the vacation to the resorts, to the health springs, and then finally we ended up with a health vacation.
Yeah, I believe it is worth to mention that these were always combined activities, which you mentioned, basically combining medical knowledge at that time, of course, natural resources and lifestyle changes. And if we analyze today's offer, we would see that these are the elements and the points of, again, modern spa and wellness resorts, which they are offering to the market, basically combining all these, let's say, separate activities as one product.
It was a change in the lifestyle, which we now try. Actually, between me and Professor Resch, we always discuss the situation of not so much addressing the lifestyle change, because the modern person does not like the idea of something imposing on him as you need to change your lifestyle. That's typically what a doctor will say to an obese person, right? As soon as an obese person walks into your office, you say, I know what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you? You're eating too much, right? Or whatever, you're eating junk food and so on. So obviously, change your lifestyle. So we're not going to say that, but implicitly we discovered that those vacations and the health vacations are nothing else but a very slow change into your attitude towards your nutrition, towards your activities, towards your sleep, as they call it today, sleep hygiene, whatever. I mean, sleep style, relaxation, breathing different, eating different, using the mineral water in that area, and so forth. So it is indeed, as you say, a lifestyle. But we were trying not to impose it on a patient. We're trying not to say that classical thing, change your life, but it has to come naturally on you.
Absolutely.
Right? In order for you to accept it, in order for you to grow into it and to feel the beneficial changes developing organic, you need to, I will use the expression, embrace the idea. Maybe it's wrong to say embrace the idea. Accept it as coming naturally on you and not fight it. That's even a better thing to say. Do not fight the necessary changes because they are only beneficial to you. And your body, actually your general health, will motivate you towards that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, but let's not forget once again that all these things are coming from, let's say, some very natural places where people first discover these healing elements, you know, and later on, of course, all these developed into the modern vacation centers, wellness centers, spa towns grow, health resorts were developed, climatic retreats were developed, you know, cultural, social hubs were developed. And we have now in Europe strong industry, I would say from Slovenia, where I'm coming from, this represents 1/3, if not 40% of, and generates 30 to 40% of all tourism. So spas are very important pillars of the tourism industry, basically, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We are talking about that for a long time now. And we concluded many, many times over that the tourism, the future of the general tourism, and you are a university professor on the matter of renewable tourism, but the future of the general tourism will definitely going to be the health tourism. Because people are going on a vacation with a different kind of mindset, a different kind of purpose. Right. I mean, if you go to those, what you have in the screen in there, those natural looking caves and pools and so on. Well, OK, also a little bit man-made and arranged, but in the natural environment. Right. It's a complete different feeling.
Absolutely.
Right. And you're doing it willingly. You're not forced medically to go into the water. You're doing it yourself. And when you spend 2-3 days or 2-3 weeks in there, you definitely perceive the benefit of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that was the whole idea. So coming back to the Roman time, how many situations have been there that next to a Roman camp, there will be a health spring, I mean, a healing water spring area, only known by the local populations. As soon as the Romans will discover that, they will say, well, it's just a couple of miles away, so let's go in there all the time. That's how the entire environment developed around those springs. The natives knew them for maybe thousands of years. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, think about the time over there when it was cold in winter and so on. I mean, how much beneficial influence such a hot water spring would be for the native population. It was like a godsend. So
absolutely,
they were down there, they spent several hours in a much warmer environment, feel relaxed, feel, you know, coming back to many, many disease were cured or ameliorated, people will feel much better. So, and they were in use since thousands of years until
absolutely
the Romans came to modernize them, to modernize the concept, right?
Absolutely. I have a legend here from Slovenia, Spa of Dobrna, where animals, pigs, you know, were discovering this healing water and the pig, female pig, I don't know how that's called in English, was not fertile. And then after she bathed in that water, that's a legend, of course, could be true or not, but nevertheless, people observed that. And later on, also ladies went into that water when they have problems with getting pregnant and things like that. This kind of things happen. So by observation, people discovered what improves their health and kind of immunity, not knowing what is that, of course. And later on, through the century, of course, these things went sophisticated, you know.
Now we have, by the way, animals, we have that classical example of some island in Japan where the monkeys are going in winter.
Yep.
When it's snowing, right? You can see the snow coming and their heads are all covered in snow and they dip into hot water, right? I mean, I have seen it in the documentaries and the TV and so on. So the monkeys discover the warmth of the water and sitting in there while outside is freezing cold, they are sitting in the water. What do they do after that? How do they come out of the hot water all wet? I don't know, but
okay.
I have seen the documentaries and it's quite cute, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, we mentioned some Europe resorts. Now we can maybe go on the next point and divide a little
Perfect.
Bit of what are the, which are the Europe major, health and climate regions. Of course, Europe geography, climate and natural resources gave rise to distinct health-oriented regions, which are historically recognized for specific therapeutic benefits. And later on, these regions shaped travel patterns, medical traditions, and resort cultures that still influence modern wellness tourism. I would start here with Alpine part, so North Alpine part region, which is defined by higher altitude, cooler temperatures, dense forests, and exceptionally clean air. Historically, these were destinations for respiratory therapy. And these regions supported recovery from lung diseases, fatigue, nervous exhaustion. And the combination of altitude, physical activity, and natural tranquility encourages all these elements, and I'm sure that you can add on this, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if we go into the map, what you see there, so you have the circle around Italy, the Alpine region, and you have the region north of the Alps, which is you see the south part of Germany, and then you have the east part of France in there, and then you go from Austria back into the Carpathian Mountains, which is not on the screen, but that Carpathian Mountains goes all the way down in into Romania, into Ukraine, into the Slovakia, and so on. Anyway, so but that would be the northern part of the Alpine, the north of Alps, and then you go south of the Alps, which is right where you see Slovenia in there. Then you see the Gulf of Pula, and that's where the Aquileia was, the old city of the Romans. And they used to have in there a lot of baths in there, a lot of regions of healing interest in there. So, and then you go down south to the Mediterranean coast, which is now the Mediterranean climate. So we have a huge variety of, here we go, that's a beautiful picture, the Roman, the different regions of Mediterranean. Now, if you look at the Mediterranean coast, you understand that we have an infinite amount of possibilities in there. I mean, one of the classical examples was always, since you talked about the respiratory problems, we are looking at Sicily, the south part of Italy, in there, the island, and classical, the most classical town in there was Palermo.
Palermo,
before the antibiotic times, everybody who was diagnosed with tuberculosis, boom, it was done. So they were, wherever they will be, particularly England, Germany, northern of France, tuberculosis and Scandinavia, tuberculosis was a fatal disease. I mean, nobody will come out of it. So until they discover that, as you said, climate change, Mediterranean air, and tranquility and diet change and so on, will have a very big positive interest. Classical example, the Imperatrice of Austria, Sisi. She was diagnosed with tuberculosis. She didn't go to Palermo, but she went to Rhodes, to the island of Rhodes, where she spent time in there, and she came back, they say, miraculously much better. So in other words, all those things put together, but Palermo was the center of recovery from tuberculosis.
If you're looking on the map, it is the center, basically.
It is right there.
Well,
it is the center. Now we have, looking at the same map, if we're talking about the Mediterranean core places, I mean, we are talking about the French Riviera. You have the Thalasso medicine in France, all the way going in the very south, the Nice area, and so on. Italian, go to San Remo and that area in there. But then you go also down to Calabria, and you go down in Spain, and they have also not so popular. I would say not so popular in the past, such poor places, but still not popular, maybe, I don't know, politically speaking, whatever it was there, but very, very beautiful places. They are recovering now, and they are doing much better after the pandemic. But I do believe that the Spanish biomedicine will kick in very strongly.
Absolutely. If you allow me, I would just add a couple of points on, let's say, health value which Mediterranean region offers. And this, of course, is related to sunlight and sea air. Mild winters and warm summers. It is true that maybe now in summer, some places in Mediterranean are already hard for some patients who have, let's say, health problems with the high temperature. But then also mineral waters and coastal landscape, and of course the Mediterranean diet, which is rich in natural and seasonal ingredients. And all these elements would support cardiovascular and metabolic health, hormonal balance and immune strength, and mental well-being and stress reduction. So basically, Mediterranean resorts traditionally combines pleasure and therapy, making health improvement in natural, social, and enjoyable rather than prescriptive way, you know.
It's I remember when I was very much in looking for different unknown regions, and Sheila Mezushi, the Secretary General of ISPA, sent me some pictures from Bulgaria, where they discovered Roman pools. I have seen the pictures. I mean, I will bring them next time, probably, or find them and bring them back. Roman pools still containing the water, the mineral water in several regions. And it was even an area which we were discussing of trying to revive the tourism towards that area. Unfortunately, the mayor of the region was not too communicative, not they just didn't want to do anything. But it was an incredible possibility of rejuvenating that area and the industry. There are many, many places like that. You have them in
Absolutely.
Greece also. I mean, it's interesting to see that the Greek areas, they have a lot of such healing springs, but they never developed as much as around the Italian coast and Adriatic coast and France and so on. For some reason, the tourism never discovered them. The same thing in Albania, because you have in there the Albanian coast in there
Yeah.
and so on. Turkey around.
Maybe because they have too beautiful coastline and islands,
Right,
you know, who knows? But yeah,
and
I
people
agree, I agree.
don't go inside, right, to see what kind of mineral springs they have, but there are tons of them, a lot of
Absolutely.
such locations. And
You
our idea in our podcast is to bring in the future all those unknown. Well, we'll be talking about the known and the most prestigious locations as well, but to discover the new areas which are unknown in America.
Absolutely. You started to mention the Eastern European, sorry,
Yeah.
countries like Hungary,
Yes.
Romania, so basically Romania, Bulgaria. Here it's not written, but I'm just pointing. I hope
Right,
that
right.
our listeners see the cursor. And these Euro Eastern European European spa towns represent the scientific backbone of European health tourism, based on their tradition, medicine, and natural resources. And of course, we should also not forget the Turkey, so the area around Black Sea, where they have their own hammams, spas, you know, and tradition of that, where I would say also rich in mineral waters, therapeutic muds, geothermal resources become very important centers for preventive medicine, rehabilitation, and post-treatment recovery, and long-term health programs. So Eastern Europe, I'm sure, is probably not discovered yet by American market, but as you said, I think we would open also this dimension.
Yes, I think that there are a lot of possibilities for the American tourists, and the scope of our podcast is to go deep as possible into presenting those kind of regions which are totally unknown and extremely beneficial. And we are looking at a huge variety, as you mentioned before, a huge variety of chronic disease which can be addressed, right? I mean, you will go from dermatological problems, allergies, air, I mean, respiratory problems, kidney problems. You will go from cardiovascular problems, extremely important, diabetes, obesity, everything what's classical today in the civilized world, which is actually plaguing the population. And I'm going from the perspective of the American patient, over 67% of the population now, with the new statistics coming out, have one or the other chronic afflictions, and 50% of them double and triple afflictions. In other words, now we are having to deal with a lot of problems who are coming on top of each other. And one of the classical problems would be for us here in America will be obesity, which now is not considered just being too fat and eating too much. It's considered to be a chronic problem, right? And when you are having little kids, obesity, plagued by obesity, all people across the ages, you realize how important the change in the life and diet and everything will be for those people. So you put them in an airplane, you send them to those specialized centers, and how many of them are there where you start extremely slow by losing the blubber, losing the excessive fat, and you are not forcing yourself to starve. Because what would you do if you are sitting home and a doctor tells you, well, you have to lose 60 pounds, you have to lose a half of your body? What would you gonna say? Well, I would love to do it, doctor, but I'm sure I cannot do it. So now, if you go to those kind of centers and you realize that, and here comes the magic word, you realize that without any effort, without any thought put in it, without any restriction, without any kind, anything imposed, negative imposed on you, you are starting losing fat, you are losing weight. Then you have to ask yourself, well, why does it happen? Right? And now you know, you have enough common sense to say, well, I cannot do it home. If I could, I would have done it. But it doesn't work that way home. So now I'm coming here, I'm going to some unknown little place in Croatia. Away from even away from the sea in the mountains, there's a little spa town over there, just an example, right? A little spa town, a couple of hundred people in there, they are bathing in there, they are going on a tr on a, you know, wandern, as the Germans would say, you know, hiking and so on. I never did it in my entire life, I would say, as a patient. And here I go, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I'm coming back home. Lost 20% of my weight. How is that to be explained? And all that goes around to what you have now on the screen, the food,
Absolutely.
the
Absolutely.
air, the everything.
Yeah. Well, you touch already some new way of looking at vacation, which is in the case of such, let's say, people, I would say to step out of the comfort zone. But in a way that you relax while repairing your health. So basically, all this should be fun. Of course, also sweat and blood and tears, you know. But I'm joking. No, without effort, of course, the changes are not possible. Modern vacationing merges rest with regeneration through climate movements, nutrition, rhythm. We improve, and in health center improve health without pressure or intrusion. And it is important to say that these programs are created and shaped by gentle physical activity, conscious nutrition, contact with nature, a very important part also, and cultural engagement and social interaction. So these are elements for all body, mind, soul, spirit. It is kind of, let's say, overall change of your lifestyle. And believe me, I was testing myself this program here in my spa, 20 kilometers away from me, and I can assure you that it works. I forgot, but I think I lost some 6, 7 kilos in 5 days only. People are normally staying with these programs 14 days or 3 weeks, and those who can carry on, probably at the beginning, it is a change, and I can say not a shock. I can't describe this as a shock, but it is the change in everyday life, as you had previously. Of course, when you overcome these first couple of days, then I think you are into the system, and then it works very, very efficiently. So that's my personal experience also.
It is what it is. In other words, you are going into, you are immersing yourself into a new kind of life, right? So going into that, initially, when you go for the first time, it's like you don't know what to expect, and it's everything is new. You don't know the people around, you don't know. But going a second time and a third time and so on, you are creating your own little new atmosphere, your new little world in which you are, which you are submerging. And you meet people whom you met 6 months ago, people who would say, oh, we will return, me and my wife will be back, we are here back every 6 months, every 9 months, basically, as Professor Resch will present later on. He recommends every 9 months return to the same spa for particular reasons, but I'm not going to go there now. So anyway, you are entering into the lifestyle of the resort town.
Absolutely.
Which is a complete different kind of feeling.
Absolutely.
It's a complete different, you belong into another world. It's like very simple, you'll be put on a rocket and you go and you land on Mars. And yeah, everything there is different, right?
Absolutely.
Now, this one here is way friendlier than Mars, right?
It's
I would say, and now this is the thing, I know that people are talking about home sweet home,
yeah,
but when you go to those vacation places and resorts, you are developing another feeling, saying this is a place I would like to live here forever.
Absolutely.
And it brings you a kind of a mentality of waiting for the time to pass when you return home to go back. In other words, you are that those centers are attracting you back right away. And it's a very strange thing, because I know I used to accompany my mother. She used to go to Bad Tölz in the south part of Germany. I did not accompany my great-grandmother. She used to go before World War I, but between World War I and World War II, she would go every single year to Biarritz. Biarritz is on the Biscaya, on the Gulf of Biscaya, in the northern part of Spain, right at the bottom, like on the border between France and Spain.
Spain.
So anyway, people return to the same place again and again and again. And they will do it, not because the doctors were recommending them to do that, but because they felt immediately the benefit. And it's also an interesting thing. It's the psychological effect of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that if Americans go to discover those kind of places, a good majority of them will say, well, this is my favorite vacation place. From now on, I will come in here every single year or twice a year, whatever, because the perception of your health, it's improving so dramatically that you will feel even better while you are in transit going from home to that place. Mentally, you already start feeling better.
That's right.
It's an incredible effect.
It is. You become kind of part of the resort society.
Yes.
And
yes,
true resort is more than just infrastructure. It is, as you said, community and culture.
Yeah.
Guests become temporary citizens of a place where health, elegance, tradition, and social exchange are valued. And I think that matters.
You're looking there in the picture up right, the group of people over there on the field. They don't know each other. They probably never met before.
That's right.
But because they are in the same hotel or in the same village, in the same area, and it's an organized, you know, event or organized exercise where you are you're going yourself. You want to do it, right? If you don't.
But they share they share the same goal.
Exactly.
And this connects them, you know.
It does connect them. And also what's important in there is that group mentality of having success with their health, right? Mm. Now you have the gyms. Now you're going there. I mean, people go, and I'm telling you how it is here in America. People go to gym Yes, to pump the iron, as they say, but yeah. They're going there also to meet friends.
Absolutely.
And then now we are coming back on the same social effect of the Roman time. I mean, the baths of Caracalla, right, in Rome. Yeah. Maybe one day we put a picture of them there. And other baths, the baths of Trajan, of Caracalla, of all the other emperors. Those are places where everybody, it's a very strange thing to remember, because in the last 30, 40 years, whenever, and I'm a historian myself, a self-made historian, right? Roman time, and my favorite area is 100 BC to 100 AD. So that those 200, 250 years in between, that's my favorite area. But the point is in the last 30, 40 years, whatever, particularly the British, because we are watching, English language and British programs, whatever they were saying about the Romans were always negative, negative, negative. Okay, that typical socialist motivation of how bad the Romans were and so on. Now, let me tell you this, in the Roman baths in Rome, everybody was equal, right? I mean, we are talking about 2,000 years ago. The senators and the slaves were bathing in the same freaking pool.
Mm.
Okay? So, in other words, it was no difference in classes. People were going there. They were going there to be oiled, to be rubbed, they went into the frigidarium, cold water, into the caldarium, warm water, into the very hot waters, and they will alternate. There will be big areas of physical exercise, like you saw those people over there in the group in the field over there.
Yeah,
Right in there, had the Romans discovered that those very heavy, I don't even know what the name is, because we had them too in school, those big leather covered balls filled up with some weight, the big exercise things, mm-hmm, which you're going to throw to each other and catch them, right?
Mm-hmm,
those are typical Roman inventions. They were lifting weights, they were running around. It was a whole gym in under the roof or in the open air. So they were all practicing together. They were all, and then it was also a big social event, because they will go to meet their friends, to meet business people, to do business together, right?
Absolutely.
So it was the climate or the idea of a special kind of a resort community.
Yeah. Well, let me just say that this is all supervised by top physicians, doctors, people who go with you walking to teach you how to properly do the things. And at the end of the day, top class nutritions.
Yes,
and of course, in this case, part of enjoyment is combined with the, I would say, rural beautiful landscape, as the photos, lunch in the nature, whatever. I mean, these combinations of treatment and leisure are very well developed all over the Europe.
Marco, I think we covered quite a bit of area here.
I think we just warm up, but of course we will extend. But we already spent 1 hour, I think.
Yes, I would say we try to make our episodes for the benefit of people shorter, that
absolutely,
they don't feel like they are losing interest in that. But you cannot lose interest when you have such an incredible a possibility of discovering a world which reached its point of total supreme development in the 19th century, came down into the 20th century because of World War I and World War II. It was a little bit afflicted by that. And now, after the pandemic, we expect that it will be an incredible revival of this health vacation, or the resorts lifestyle and resorts vacation. And this is what we will present in the future.
Absolutely. I believe that somehow we give the taste of what we will be talking about.
Yes.
But of course, this is also invitation for the next episodes, which will follow, and I think we will be more going more in depth with some elements to help people to decide and get motivated that maybe this is also opportunity for them.
We conclude today saying thank you so much for your participation and listening. We wish Marco a very good skiing vacation
Thank you.
starting next Sunday. I think that for the next 2 Sundays, we will
That's
do more
right.
recording because you will be in
I will be in Hochrindel, which is one
Hochrindel.
Hochrindel, Austria, south
Yes.
of Austria, Carinthia,
Yeah.
1 hour away from Klagenfurt.
You will be doing your private winter
That's my
Olympic
family
w
ex exactly
Olympic.
relaxation, but with of course very non-competitive
Yes.
effort.
You
Just relax and enjoy.
I'm sure you're not going to be doing the big hill.
No, but I will do a little bit of cross country and downhill.
Cross country, good. So the weather will be fine, and
Let's
I believe
yes, hope.
it's. I see it in Cortina over there, snowing while those poor people are trying to find their way down, right?
Medals, yes,
Some
indeed.
no. Sometimes it's, I did a lot of skiing myself. Sometimes when it really starts snowing like that, it becomes dangerous
It becomes dangerous. Well,
because you.
policy, sorry to cut you, policy is that you don't go out of the arranged ski slopes, you see.
Right, but I mean the
That
visibility can be very bad.
absolutely. I mean,
Right.
these cases we are already experienced enough. We stop and then you
Right.
go, and there is a lot of fun also in the mountain lodge
Oh,
where you can
absolutely.
relax with glue wine
Right.
and other things. So basically,
Good wine, good food, and so on. It's a little bit
absolutely.
more, it's a post-Olympic
It is.
relaxation, right?
It is. It is. It is.
Okay, for everybody, have a nice, still watch the Olympics. It's very pretty, and we'll see you next time. And thank you so much for your participation.
See you, and all the best in the between.
All right. Bye,
Bye.
everybody.
Bye.